There was a little boy, Angela, who fled from Vienna.
Yes.
And you happen to know him.
Yes, I knew him when he was grown up. And he told me the story, how he and his family fled during the war.
And who was this boy?
His name is John Hoy, and he now lives back in Austria. But he was a painter himself, and also a liberal arts lecturer. But his father had been a very famous painter in Vienna, and had won the Prix de Rome at the beginning of the century under the Emperor Joseph. And when it came to the Second World War, he was given the choice, the father, of either his paintings or his wife.
So that's obviously similar to Freud. He had to give up his paintings so he was able to flee?
Yes.
And so they fled, all of them together, the family. And they arrived in England when there was an air raid. They were supposed to go to the Quaker school. Instead, because of the air raid, they went to the north of England, and he went to the Catholic school, Ampleforth. But it was a very successful stay in England for the family. And John Hoy went back to Vienna after the war, to his father's studio, and found a painting that Klimt had given to his father. And he sold it and bought a house in England. That's the story. I mean, they were terrific people. They had art in them to the end of their fingertips.
Angela, how did you come to know them?
I was in the theatre, the Theatre Royal at York, and I was playing parts in there. And I needed somewhere to live, and it was very hard to find digs. And somebody actually betted me to go and live in this rather eccentric house, which was full of sculptures, and also invitations to balls, Joseph Emperor's balls at the beginning of the century, shrouded in dust and things. But it was a wonderful place to be.
So these invitations were historical documents, really, that family heirlooms, as it were, that were on display, were they?
Yes, and the mother was very, very proud of them. And they just talked about Vienna all the time. They just lived. She lived, actually, although she was in York, she was actually living mentally in Vienna.
So, Angela, for you as an artist, what did they contribute, would you say, to making you who the artist you are today?
Well, they always showed an interest, and we always had a get-together at the end of the day to talk about the theatre and what had gone on.
And how important was that to your development?
Well, it made me feel part of something, because when you finish a play and you go home, you feel very lonely, actually, because you've been with people all day, and suddenly, you feel let down. And it's always good if you can do something after the theatre.
So even though the Hoy family didn't stay that long in England, they brought a lot of their artistic know-how?
Oh, yes, a lot of it. And John was a very good painter, very good. But he actually chose to lecture more than paint. But he did paint all the time.
So would you say they made a contribution to England's artistic development?
Yes, and I think John made a tremendous contribution to the lives of all sorts of young people as well.
And did they ever recover the paintings? Did they ever find out what had happened to the paintings that had been left behind?
I don't know what John did about those. I didn't actually find out.
Thank you.